Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now! Hello, dear listeners, it's Snoop here, and yes, I may be a year older now, but I'm still the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville. And I'm ready to solve more cases along with all of you junior detectives, like Brinley in Colorado, who always tunes in to join investigations. Woof, woof! Ah, yes, I'm excited to get back to real cases on Bark Street that aren't secretly planned by my partner, fellow dog detective Sniffy.
Yeah, sorry about that, Snoop. I know you didn't want to do anything for your birthday, but I couldn't resist.
Don't apologize, Sniffy. I had a fantastic birthday. The only thing better than having a dog nap is solving a mystery. And I was more than elated to share my specially sent British scones with everybody else at that party.
Oh, were you happy about that? You seemed a little upset when Donna the raccoon ate a whole row by herself.
I wasn't mad. I don't get mad. I get displeased. But it's fine. I'm sure Mummy and Pops will send me more British treats soon.
Are you feeling homesick again?
No, but I do miss London. It's a magical place. Maybe one day we can take a trip there together. But for now, our presence is required here in Pflugerville.
I'd love to go to London. I've never been to another state.
London is in another country, Sniffy.
I knew that.
Right. Now, today we must find a mystery, a case to solve. My bowtie phone hasn't rung in a while. I hope Freckles is okay.
Snoop, wait. What happens if we solved all the mysteries on Bark Street and nothing else comes up? Does that mean we have to stop being detectives?
Oh, Sniffy. One can never stop being a detective. It's part of your being now. Even with no cases, we will always be detectives.
Whew, okay. I thought I was about to be unemployed.
Well...
What?
If there aren't any cases popping up, then I do wonder what we will do every day.
Who knew you and I would make Bark Street so safe and crime-free?
Let's take a strut around the park. Surely something will come up that requires our services.
Oh, look, a crowd.
Let's head over there. Perhaps a mystery is afoot.
Or maybe someone is passing out free samples. Is that Jell-O? I love Jell-O!
Bean, what's all this?
Aw. It's not Jell-O.
Snoop, Sniffy, so glad you could be here for my post-birthday gift showcase.
Post-birthday?
Oh, yes. Today is my birthday.
Wow, is it birthday season?
I guess so. And I threw a fabulous party in the country club banquet hall. Wasn't it fun, Wiggles?
Oh, it was great and very classy. There were all sorts of dog treats and the most delectable bones.
We must have missed your invitation, Bean.
I have too many friends. And limited space. Sorry, Snoop. Sorry, Sniffy. You didn't make the cut.
How rude.
But you're here just in time for my post-birthday gift showcase.
You keep saying that, but I don't know what it means.
It means that Bean is going to open his presents one at a time and show them off to all of us.
That doesn't sound fun.
Shh. I'm opening my first gift. A silver-encrusted tug-of-war rope? What great fun! Thank you so much to whoever gave this to me.
It was for me, Winnie. You're welcome.
Next gift. A honey glazed bone. A laser toy / bubble machine. Oh my, a golden monocle, complete with a tiny tweed bowler hat. I'm going to fit in so perfectly at the country club now.
Snoop, I've had about enough of this. Should we go?
I dare say. I agree with you, Sniffy.
But wait, I still have so many more presents to open. You can't leave yet.
We weren't even invited to your birthday party.
Just one more. The best one yet. A diamond dog tag.
Oh, that's pretty.
This is from you, Wiggles?
You're welcome, Bean.
Thank you so much.
This may be a silly question, but what exactly is a dog tag?
A dog tag is...
Wow, Snoop, you don't even know what a dog tag is?
Well...
It doesn't matter that we don't know what a dog tag is, or what its purpose is for. What matters is that this one is made out of a diamond. So shiny! On to my next present.
Okay, I've really had enough of this. Come on, Sniffy, let's head over to the lake. Maybe Lorraine's got something for us to fix.
Fine, go. You'll miss out on even better gifts.
Bacon!
Snoop, that wasn't very nice of Bean to not invite us to his birthday party.
No, it wasn't. Bean still has a lot to learn about how to treat others.
Yes, a case!
That came from where we just were.
From Bean? Do we really have to help him?
A case is a case. We're here to stop crime. Allons-y, young lad.
Allons who?
It's French.
I barely know English.
Oh, come on, Sniffy.
I can't believe this. Which one of you jealous fake friends did it? Wiggles?
I can't believe you would accuse me. I gave you that gift.
Bean, what happened?
My diamond dog tag. It's missing. It's been stolen. I knew I should have put all my presents directly into a vault after opening them.
So sad.
This is upsetting, Sniffy. Thievery is never okay.
Where did you last see your diamond dog tag, Bean?
As you know, I was opening all my gifts for my post-birthday gift showcase. I put the opened gifts all on this table here, and now the diamond dog tag, it's gone.
And what's this piece of paper here?
What piece of paper?
This one.
Read it aloud, will you, Sniffy?
Okay, it says, Bean, I have it. Time to pay up. Tomorrow, 10 a.m.
A ransom note?
No, I wouldn't call it a ransom note.
My diamond dog tag. Stolen. Nicked. Gone. Which one of you did it?
Well, fellow investigators, looks like we've finally got us a case. Bean's diamond dog tag, whatever that is, has been stolen, and a note demanding money has been left behind. Very interesting indeed. Let's take a quick break while we mull over these clues.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. A crime has occurred, and your two favorite dog detectives are on the case. The always modest and humble Bean, the Pomeranian, is out of sorts because one of his precious gifts, a diamond dog tag, has been stolen from right underneath his beady eyes. Now we must investigate to find out where this dog tag went and who took it.
I guess we have to help Bean, even though I don't want to.
When you're a detective, Sniffy, you must remain objective. A case is a case. We will solve anything that requires our skills. Observation, deduction, and wit will be required.
Right.
And even if our client isn't the best of chums, we must move forward and solve the crime.
You both do know I'm standing right here.
Yes, indeed. Now, Bean, are you sure you haven't misplaced your diamond dog tag anywhere? There are a lot of gifts in that pile.
No, I know exactly where I put it on the gift table. And now it's gone.
Have you looked under the table? Maybe it fell off.
I just looked. It's not there.
Worth a shot.
Plus, what about the note? That all but proves someone stole it, no?
Let me see this note. Yes. Interesting. This note is written on official country club parchment. See the PCC symbol on the bottom?
Yeah, so? Have you solved the case yet or not, Snoop? I need that diamond dog tag back. If you find it, I promise to invite you both to my birthday party. Next year.
But that's a whole year away!
Is that a feather? Wait a minute. Where's Steve? Steve the duck. Has anyone seen Steve? I don't think you invited Steve to your birthday either, Bean. And what a motive that is. He probably saw me opening my gifts and thought my diamond dog tag was a sweet, sugary little snack for him. I'm going to confront Steve right now.
That Bean sure has an unmatched energy. Let's follow along, Sniffy. We don't want Bean throwing accusations left and right.
Or up and down.
Oh, Sniffy.
Steve? Where are you, Steve?
Who's shouting? Bean, that'll be a ticket for you.
But it's my birthday. You can't give out tickets to someone on their birthday.
Watch me. No yelling in the park.
But Steve ate my dog tag.
Huh?
Where is he? Steve!
Someone say my name?
Don't swallow that dog tag.
What's a dog tag?
That's a great question, Steve.
Steve, why'd you do it?
Do what?
Steal my diamond dog tag, leave a threatening note, and then eat my gift. Not everything is edible.
I beg to differ. But also, I don't know what you're talking about. I just ate a piece of bread some human threw in the pond.
What? Ducks aren't supposed to be fed bread. Where is this human? They're getting a ticket.
Bean, Steve clearly didn't take your diamond dog tag. Now, if we just review the facts of the case and...
Look! Skittles the cat! She must have taken it! Skittles, get back here!
Meow! Hey, Hey, what's all this?
Where's my diamond dog tag?
I have no idea what you are talking about.
Where were you 10 minutes ago?
I was taking a cat nap in the sun outside the sushi restaurant. Where were you?
Bean, are you going to accuse everyone you come across in this park?
Maybe. Let's see. There's Cory the crow. He likes shiny things. Cory, did you take my diamond dog tag?
Ah! No! But I wish I did! That sounds shiny!
Bean, I say, will you stop accusing everyone in the park? Your diamond dog tag was not stolen.
It wasn't?
That's right. Wait, it wasn't? I missed that part, Snoop.
The diamond dog tag was never taken.
But what about the threatening note?
Yeah, that note makes it seem like someone took the dog tag.
Do you mean to say you know where my diamond dog tag is?
I do indeed.
Well, where is it?
Why, it's right where you left it, Bean. Let us return to your table of gifts.
Oh, you're back! Did you find the diamond dog tag?
Yes, it's here.
You took it, Wiggles?
I didn't take it.
Winnie?
It wasn't me.
Bean, you really must stop accusing all your friends or you won't have any left. The diamond dog tag is right here.
My diamond dog tag? You mean, it was under the tweed newsboy cap next to my gold-rimmed monocle this whole time?
Wow. So, Bean, this really is all your fault.
How did you know where it was, Snoop?
Observation and deduction. I noticed that Bean was haphazardly putting his gifts on top of each other in his haste to open more. Bean, in his eagerness, forgot that he put his dog tag in the tweed newsboy cap and covered it up.
But the note?
Why, Bean, that's the bill from the country club. You can't throw an elaborate birthday party like you did for no cost.
What? But Chester from the club told me it was free.
Well, looks like you gotta pay now. Tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Oh, drats.
Another case solved.
I can't believe you accused me of taking your dog tag, Bean.
Sorry, Wiggles. Sorry, Winnie. If it makes you feel any better, I accused about every animal I came across in the park.
That he did.
Perhaps, dear Bean, you should be more careful with your things and your friends. People might not always forgive you so easily next time.
I'm sorry, everyone. I just got so excited because it's my birthday. It's my day. But that doesn't mean I should treat everyone badly and accuse them of a crime.
That's all any good mates would ask of each other. Now, continue on with your celebration, and don't forget to pay Chester.
Thanks, Snoop. Thanks, Sniffy. Next time, you'll definitely be invited to my party.
See, Sniffy? We solved a case and helped Bean realize the error of his ways.
Yes, we did. It feels good to solve crimes, especially for dogs that really need to learn a lesson, like Bean. Being a dog detective is the best.
That it is, Sniffy. That it is. Well, folks, it seems the mysteries shall continue here on Bark Street. Sniffy and I will always be here to solve any gift mishaps or false accusations that come our way. Being a dog detective is no easy feat, but I wouldn't have it any other way. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, our time has come to an end for the day, so please remember, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go!
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.